I'm Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. This edition of Narrative features an interview with veterans Dan Stover and Sheldon Bullock. Stover served in the Marine Corps during Operation Iraqi Freedom, and Bullock served in the Army during the First Gulf War in Iraq. As co-facilitators at an organization called the Big Red Barn, they help provide services for veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder. In a conversation recorded by South Carolina Public Radio's Thalicia Eady, they discuss how PTSD has affected them personally, especially as they had to confront misconceptions about the disorder. Here's Sheldon Bullock.
You don't even expect some of the things that are happening to happen. The biggest problem with me was I would get lost. I could be two blocks from my house, and I would be driving around in a circle, trying to find my way home. At one point, I lived in Michigan. I had to stop a police officer and have him help me get home. After crying, after being angry, after beating up my steering wheel. So I had to get some help. That's PTSD.
Here's Dan Stover.
There's just so many different things that we're dealing with because we're all dealing with it in different ways. You ask, is PTSD a one-stop shop? No. Is many symptoms, and it's in different varieties in different ways. And some of it's, you know, anxiety, some of it's depression, some of it's memory loss. I mean, we're all dealing with a form of it in some way. You know, for me, I always thought PTSD was some guy crying in a corner. And so I denied it for several years because I'm thinking, that ain't me, that's that guy over there. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, I had a lady who had talked to me about it. And she kept asking me, you know, Mr. Stover, you're a combat veteran, you know, are you sure you don't have PTSD? No, not me. I don't have that stuff. You're talking to the wrong person. And she asked me again. I denied it again. And I thanked that old lady because she had a lot of wisdom. She had a lot of wisdom enough to know what was going on. She saw my service records. She knew what was going on. And she took the time to open up this book, and she said, Mr. Stover, I want you to read these symptoms here, and I want you to tell me you don't have it. I got about halfway through, and I checked off every symptom I had been through, and I started crying. And then by the time I got to the end of it, I was really crying because a couple different reasons. One, my daughter that I had snapped on, I told her at one point, when she's about five, that there was something wrong with me. That there was something wrong with me, and I didn't know what it was. Something's wrong with Daddy. Something mentally is wrong with me, and I don't know how to stop it. I don't know how to change it. And I don't know what to do. So when I got to the end of those symptoms, my daughter that I told that to just so happened to be with me. And I felt like for the first time in 12 years, I finally had an answer to these things that I had been struggling with that I didn't even know what the answer was.
Dan Stover and Sheldon Bullock, veterans and co-facilitators at the Big Red Barn in Aiken, South Carolina. This piece was produced by Clayton Sears and recorded by Thalicia Eady. The Big Red Barn is an organization that offers services for veterans coping with PTSD. For more information, visit bigredbarn.org or southcarolinapublicradio.org. For Narrative, I'm Laura Hunsberger.